It's kind of a hog, the parts that you would eat. You would call them the... Do you have a name, collective name for that?
No.
Do you know... a name for the intestines of the hog?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I might have
you
heard
might
the name,
know,
but
know
I...
what it is.
Right.
You may be sorry if I tell you. Do you know the name, the word chitlins?
Yes.
Okay, would you say it for me?
Chitlins?
Yeah.
That's the inside of a hog that you eat, huh? Yeah, I've heard it before. I'm glad I had never eaten any.
It gets worse. There's even some worse things on here about hogs. Okay, when it's time to feed the animals and stuff, like time to do the chores, you say it's something time. Would they say feeding time or chore time?
I'd say feeding time.
Have you ever heard people call cows to get them to come in from the pasture?
Yeah, my mother used to.
What'd she call them?
Woo cow, or sook cow, or something like that.
Yeah.
Right.
Sook cow, probably.
Yeah, but she said it in a real high voice, uh-huh. and
You really couldn't tell what exactly
what
it was.
She was saying,
yeah.
Right.
How about if they wanted them to stand still during milking? Do you know anything they'd say to them?
Shaw comes to my mind.
Something like that. Saw or shaw.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard
But I'm not that. Not that familiar with it.
How about calling a calf? Do you know any?
No,
right. How about when people plow with mules or horses to make them go left, make them go right? Do you know what they'd say to them?
Gee-haw.
Okay, that's exactly it. How about to get horses in from the pasture? Do you know how they call horses?
No.
Okay.
How do they call horses?
Well, most people apparently just whistle for horses. Although some people say something like quilp. They either say quilp or they whistle, one or the other usually for horses.
Not familiar with that.
You'll know this one. If you want to urge a horse on, what would you
Giddy
say?
Giddy up.
Okay, is that when he's already moving, or is that when he's standing still and you're just starting?
I'd say when he was just starting, and both, too.
Both, too.
If you want to make him go faster.
Right. How about to make him stop?
Whoa.
How about to make him back up? Do you know?
No. What's that?
Back up. apparently some people say hike up, but I've never, that's written down here, but I've never had anybody say it. Everybody says back up. How about to call hogs feeding time?
Suey. Mm-hmm. Right.
How about sheep?
No, I don't know that one.
How about chickens?
Here, chick, chick, chick.
If somebody had some horses and they wanted to get them ready to go someplace, they'd say they had to. That's not what you're
going to. No. Horses is just not one of my things.
Yeah. I'll just say it for you and get you to say if you know the word harness.
Harness,
yeah,
sure.
You know the word. Okay. If people were plowing with horses, what would you call what they...
The harness.
Okay. And when you're riding horseback, what do you guide the horse with? Or what do you hold in your hand?
The harness.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, and I'm talking about those lines, though, that come out from its mouth, you know, and you hold the kind of lines in its mouth.
Well, now the bit is what's in the mouth.
The bit, and then these are connected to the bit. I know you know, I'm just not saying it right. The reins.
Reins, yeah. Sure.
Now, if they're plowing and holding something like that in your hand, would you also call it reins?
No, I'd probably call it the harness.
Okay. What would you put on a saddle? What would you put your feet into?
Stirrup.
Okay. Now, when people are plowing with horses, have you ever heard a particular name for the horse on the left called a...
No.
A lead horse? Do you know that?
Mm-mm. No.
Okay. If something was like a hound...